You ever crave chocolate, ice cream, french fries, potato chips, coffee? Maybe I didn't say the one thing that you specifically crave, but you know what I'm talking about. Can I just say cravings are like taste buds throwing a surprise party and inviting your willpower to stay home? You can probably relate. What if I told you there are reasons for your cravings? And it's not just, oh, I'm just craving this and I want it. There are actually some causes to cravings. So I'm going to dive in today, the 7 causes of cravings for you. Really important for you to understand. And if you are that woman who struggles so much with cravings to the point where you feel like, yeah, I might have a little bit of a sugar addiction or maybe a little bit of a carb addiction, then I invite you to join me on my free training, Break Free from Sugar Addiction, although this can pertain to carb addiction. So be sure to register. It's completely free. The only thing I ask is that you register for the training. The link to register for that is in the show notes. So click that link, register today. It is all happening the month of April. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. All right, let's dive in. Cravings are like the mysterious whispers going on inside of us, and they are plotting against our healthy intentions. Can you relate? So I want to make sure that you understand, first of all, you're not alone. We all have cravings from time to time. I think some women have them more than others because some women just have other, different things going on, different things going on emotionally, even different things going on physiologically. So we're going to look at this today because there are some causes of cravings, and I want to highlight 7 causes of cravings and just look at this from a Christian woman's perspective, should I say. As you know, God, He's just so amazing, and He created our body, and our body's also so amazing. Think about it. Our body knows when we need to sleep. It really knows when we need to wake up, when we need to go to the bathroom. It maintains probably around this 98.6 degree temperature within itself. And the eyes, right? Your pupils know when to tighten when the light gets too bright, and they know when to widen when, you know, it's too dark. I mean, the body knows. Even just think about everything it has to do during pregnancy. You know, everything, every single part of you that is changing, the body's just going through the motions of, I don't know. I always find the body so fascinating, and really it's just so miraculous when you think about it. Your heart never misses a beat. Your lungs are always breathing. Your eyes are constantly blinking. You don't even have to think about it. Your body is a supercomputer, and it never makes mistakes. It's the only way I can describe it for our little brain to get it, right? But really, it's designed by God, and God never makes mistakes. It's amazing. I want to highlight 7 of these. We could probably do a few episodes of this, because when we look at the foods, the deficits, behaviors in our lives, there are underlying causes of cravings. Many women view cravings as weaknesses, but really, I would say that they are important messages meant to, you know, assist us in maintaining balance. There are actually cravings many times that your body instinctively knows, you know, let's say it's like, hey, I need calcium, and you've been feeding your body some kale. The kale is really high in calcium. So believe it or not, you will start to say, man, I'm really craving kale for dinner. I need to have some kale. It's because the body is craving calcium, and it knows, because God has designed it, right? If you think about kale, God made our body. And so the body is craving something that it needs, and it knows if you're feeding it different things, it will know, okay, I'm going to send the signal of this kale craving because this body needs some calcium. If you're not that woman yet that's getting those kale cravings, don't give up. You're like, what, Andrea? Kale cravings? Don't give up. You never know. You're going to message me soon and say, I had this crazy kale craving because I needed some calcium. Don't ever doubt your body. Don't ever doubt God, who is conducting that body of yours, right? So many times we're getting messages, signals that are there to assist us because the body wants to maintain balance. The body wants to be in good health. That's the way God designed it to be. God did not design sickness. That all comes from the enemy. So when you experience a craving, I think it's really important that you start to deconstruct it. And so some of the things that I'm going to give you today are basically asking yourself, okay, what is my body really needing right now? Or what's going on? What potentially could be going on? And these things, you'll be able to say, okay, does it need A? Does it need B? Does it need C? And you can kind of go through the checklist. So that way, before you give in to the craving that usually makes you feel bad for having it later, you can just stop and say, okay, hold on. What is it that I really need? And maybe just by going through some of these things that I'm going to share with you today, it will stop the craving. Meaning the craving will come, but you won't act out on it. And that's what we want at the end of the day, right? We want to be able to not only lose weight, we want to be able to maintain it. We want to create a completely different lifestyle. That is what we're going for here. Not just losing weight just to lose weight for you to gain it back plus more. That's not the intention of this podcast at all. My intention is for you to understand what it's like to lose weight, gain health, and keep it that way. Because God has a call on your life and my life, and we need to make sure we have our health in order to really do what he's calling us to do. If we're, you know, if our health is breaking down, you're focused on getting your health back in order, and you can't be focused on other things. So that's a whole side note. I don't know why I went off that way, but that's what I said. A lot of times I just say, Holy Spirit, well, actually all the time I say, Holy Spirit, just lead me, whatever you want me to share. So that's a little side note. Maybe somebody listening needed to hear that. But I want to start with, like I said, there's 7 causes of cravings that I want to highlight. Let's go into that now. The first one I would call a lack of primary food. Now, primary food is basically foods like when you're not feeling satisfied with life, that's a primary food source that is lacking. And I would say to any woman that I work with that works in my 12-week program, go to God first. But let me tease this out a little bit more for you. So if the first cause of craving is the lack of primary food, so being dissatisfied, right, in a relationship or having, you're just, so many times you have a little issue with your spouse or a little issue maybe with your sister, your siblings, you go to food. You all of a sudden you start craving something. So that's part of the lack of primary food, is like you're really dissatisfied in a relationship. Maybe you're just bored. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe you're uninspired at a job. Maybe you haven't really picked up your Bible and made it a daily practice to read your Bible. And so all of these other things are causing you to eat because you're emotionally eating. Eating for so many women can be used as a substitute for entertainment or to fill a void of insufficient, what I call primary food. This is why when you are lacking primary foods, you will potentially start to feel cravings. What are you needing to do here? Pick up your Bible and spend some time in the Word of God. Because yes, we are all going to experience being dissatisfied in relationships. I mean, nobody's perfect. We're not perfect either. Relationships aren't perfect. They're all work, right? There are going to be times where we feel bored, where we feel stressed out, where we do feel maybe uninspired at work. But when you are reading the Word of God, this is going to fill this void. So when the primary food is lacking and you open the Word of God and you start to fill the void with the Word, this many times will completely take your craving away. I want to share, there was a wonderful woman, Lynn was a woman that stepped into the 12-week program. She worked with me. And actually, she's one of the first women that outpaced my program completely. It's like, I always say, you know, you step into the 12-week program, you're going to lose 20 pounds in 12 weeks. And she was like, all right. She was so dedicated that she lost, I think it was 34 pounds in 12 weeks. So Lynn outpaced my program. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know why? This is what she said. Seriously. She said, Andrea, every time I had this urge to eat or a craving, I would go to God. Read the Word, play the Word, say the Word, you know, like repeating a proverb or a psalm. But she'd say that praying and using the Word completely helped her move away from food. So God was filling her void of this, whatever she felt dissatisfied with, right? Or bored with or stressed out with, but God was filling her void. So the first one, this lack of primary food that causes cravings, can be dealt with by reading the Word, or even just putting the Word on audio in your phone, putting the Word in your earbuds, and listening to the Word. The second one is water. So lack of water can send the message in your body that you're thirsty and on the verge of dehydration. Dehydration can show up in your body as mild hunger. So the first thing to do when you get a craving is to stop and drink a full 8-ounce glass of water. And you want to make sure that water is balanced for the day, that your intake is balanced. So if you've been following this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say, you really want to have about half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. Make that your mark. So many women that I speak to, they're like, I am not even anywhere close to that. If that's the case, many times you are in dehydration mode, but it feels like hunger. So if you get your water in balance, or anytime you start to feel a craving, then I highly suggest you take that drink of water, about 8 ounces of fresh water, not tea, that does not count as water, and wait 20 to 30 minutes. Okay? So that could be the cause of your craving, could just be that you are dehydrated and your body's needing water. All right. The third reason is that you, what I call, you have the insides coming out. And I know that sounds really gross, but it's the only way I could describe it. So let me embellish on this here. This means cravings come from foods either that you've recently eaten, such as maybe you've been on a sugar kick or a carb kick. You have that residue, the inside coming out, like, you know, there's that taste of chocolate in your mouth. So you now are craving more sugar, more chocolate. This also could mean that foods eaten in childhood or from your ancestors, this is a craving that's coming up. And there's a really great way to satisfy these cravings is to eat a healthier version of that childhood food or what your ancestors ate. So many times it's like, you know, I'm just craving that bowl of Captain Crunch. I don't know, I'm just making something up. Because maybe as a child, you had Captain Crunch cereal for breakfast. And when you were in middle school, it was the prime of your life because you played soccer and you were so excited to get to school so you can have soccer practice because you were the star of the team. I'm just giving you a scenario. So you have this inside childhood memory that is like, oh, I just remember how I felt then. It felt so good. So you're really actually craving the memory of that, the feelings of that versus the food. But many times you are reverted back to, I'm really just craving Captain Crunch, but you're really just craving how you felt at that time. I'm hoping this makes sense. My point here is if you start to crave Captain Crunch, maybe you can just make a healthier version of that cereal, such as you just take some granola and you make, or some oats, and you make some granola and you just put some extra peanut butter on top of that. So you see how I'm saying you can satisfy this craving in a healthier way. Also, many times, you know, maybe you're missing your grandmother and she always made lasagna. And that was just something you felt when you were at her house, you could smell the lasagna and taste the lasagna. And so the inside is coming out, meaning the craving of your grandma and that time with her is coming out. So it's making you crave lasagna because the lasagna brings you back to the grandma and you feel connected again. But could you make a healthier version of lasagna? Could you make a healthier version of something Italian, right? That you still feel close to grandma, but you are, so you're feeding the way you're feeling without that specific food. Okay, so number four is what I would call seasons, okay? You potentially could be craving something because the body craves foods that balance out the elements of the seasons. I know that sounds crazy, but so true. And again, God designed our body. God has seasons. The Bible has many. There's seasons in the Bible. There are seasons in life, right? And there are seasons, especially depending on where you live. I'm in New York, so there's four seasons here. The body will start to crave certain types of food in certain seasons, such as it will start to crave, like in the spring. Spring is coming, or spring is here, and it's gonna start to crave like foods that detoxify the body, such as like green leafy foods, kale, spinach, also citrus foods, because they help detoxify the body. So you might think, why am I having this weird craving? But it's because the body has cravings because it's needing some support in certain seasons. Let's just even think of summer. You start to crave foods that are cooling. Many times as women, we go to ice cream because that's just what we know. But you're really just craving foods that will cool your body off. So fruits, right? Raw foods, it's easier to eat in the summer because they're cool. Raw carrots, raw celery, watermelon. It craves those things because they're very cooling for the body. And in the fall, think about it. we are craving foods like onions and nuts and squash because they're heavier, right? In the winter, we're craving heat, foods that are hot, meat, oils, fats. Cravings can also be connected with even holidays. Think about it, right? Foods like having turkey and eggnog, things like that. So seasons will bring cravings to the body that maybe you've never been aware of, but now you are. So when it's summertime and you're like, oh, I'm just craving ice cream, maybe your body's just craving to be cool. So go have some raw fruit, right? Or some cold watermelon, and then you won't eat the ice cream because you're satisfying what the body is really craving, which is to cool itself off. All right, number 5, lack of nutrients. If the body has inadequate nutrients, it's going to produce really odd cravings. For example, inadequate mineral levels produce salt cravings. And overall, inadequate nutrition, like if you're eating a lot of empty calories, maybe a lot of fast food, a lot of soda, prepackaged foods, there's not a lot of good nutrition in those. So inadequate nutrition will produce cravings for non-nutritional forms of energy, such as caffeine, because the body doesn't have the nutrients it needs. So it's getting tired, it's getting bogged down. So it will crave things like caffeine and sugar because it just needs a pick-me-up. But really, you're just needing more vitamins and minerals from food sources. All right, number six is hormones. This is a big one for us as women. We as women experience, when we're experiencing any time during menstruation, right? All those cycles every month, pregnancy, menopause, perimenopause, we have this fluctuating testosterone and estrogen levels, and this can cause unique cravings also. So whenever hormones are surging, and I feel like as women, our hormones have been surging since we got our period, and during, and as it's fading, and after it fades. We seem to have these fluctuating hormone levels all the time. So you can have these, like I said, unique cravings because your hormone levels are fluctuating. So for instance, you know, that time of month's coming and you're like, I'm craving chocolate. I just need to have chocolate. Many times your body just needs a little magnesium. So that's the imbalance there can just be, okay, let me just have some magnesium in my diet. So the body will set up cravings, but really it's needing the magnesium. And so better option would be almonds, cashews, flax seeds, right? Anyway, that's a whole nother side note. But the point is that when your hormones are fluctuating, it's going to set you up for some form of craving. But if you're eating well, again, your body will start to crave natural foods versus junk foods and sugars and caffeines that are going to throw it out of whack and create more cravings. Really sticking to good, wholesome, whole foods is going to be your best bet here. And number 7 is, dun-da-da-da, your flesh. Kind of ties back in to number 1, which is the lack of primary food. But your flesh is many times what just wants. It wants what it wants, what it wants. So if we look at Romans 13:14, it says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is what Paul is saying here. Instead of wasting precious time satisfying lust and selfish cravings, Paul roused believers to clothe themselves in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, right? We're walking in right standing with Jesus. In Romans 13:14, it says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This refers to the physical body, the bodily aspects of a person, not the soul, not the spirit, okay? In Scripture, the flesh is often understood as the seat of sin and rebellion toward God. The word for provision in the original language carries this idea of thinking about what you will do in the event of something happening. So if we think about pleasing our flesh, we basically fueling this thought to make it happen. It's as though our thoughts gather the necessary provisions to move forward and act on these desires. So he says, make no provision for the flesh. This could be translated as do not think about how to gratify the desire of the flesh. Do not let yourself think about ways to indulge in these desires or forget about satisfying the desires of your sinful nature. To make provision for the flesh is to expect to fail. It's like, honestly, it's like an alcoholic who's trying to stay sober, but tucks away just this little liquor in a secret stash just in case. He makes provision for the flesh, and she's gonna likely fail to remain sober. So in this same way, we need to seek God and Him and not the craving. And don't set yourself up for having that in the house potentially, right? And don't set yourself up for thinking about it. So what I mean by your flesh could be the cause of your craving is maybe your mind gets the idea of, oh, that chocolate ganache cake. And all of a sudden your mind now is thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And then it's going to start to think about how you can get it and where you have to go to get it. And when you get it, how it's going to taste. You see what I'm saying? So we are to put away these fleshly thoughts out of our mind and just put our mind on heavenly places. So if there's a waging war here, this craving comes up, don't think about it and think about it and think about it. Rebuke it. Rebuke the thought. I know this sounds crazy, but let's just follow what God says about all kinds of sin, right? Because a lot of times the craving that you're having leads you to making sugar your idol or overeating, which would be some form of idolatry, could fall into the gluttonous category. So we're going to follow the principles of God here in regards to our craving, because we don't want our flesh to control the cause of the craving. So get our mind into heavenly places and continue to rebuke the thought of whatever that craving is and what you're thinking about having. We have to put our mind into places of even just praising the Lord at that moment. Lord, I praise you. So it's important for us to follow what it says in Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth. So this is suggesting to make no provision, right? What I just said for the flesh, and just keep your mind focused on God. You know you can do this because Christ did it all for you on the cross. He gained all that victory already. So we need to continue to walk by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and not gratify the desires of our flesh. Okay? That's Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So just check yourself. Am I walking in my flesh? Is this why I'm getting this craving? All right, let me just do a quick recap. 7 causes of cravings could be the lack of the primary food. Remember, I said that in the beginning. That's number 1, meaning you really want to. If you're feeling a void and you're eating because you feel empty, you feel stressed, you feel sad, you need to go to the Word of God instead, not your craving. That craving is false if you're really lacking primary food. 2nd cause, potentially causing a craving, is that you're dehydrated and you need water. 3rd, your insides are coming out, meaning you're really just missing parts of your childhood, parts of your family members, parts of your ancestors, pieces of your childhood that just brought fond memories. You have, like I said, the inside coming out. So that craving isn't really a craving. It's just like, wow, I'm really missing them, or I want to just remember them. But how can you take that and just make it healthier for you today? And or also in this category is if you have been eating certain foods, those foods kind of sitting in your system can potentially make you crave more. That's in number three, those two. Number four is the seasons, right? Your body is going to crave different things in different seasons. So just say, hey, okay, what season am I in? And what am I craving? Am I craving rich, fatty foods? Well, it is winter time. So then I'm going to give myself what it's need, what my body is craving, and don't overindulge in it. Is it summertime? Am I craving something like ice cream because it's cold? But is that craving really for ice cream, or is it because my body is really craving something to cool itself off? So just be aware of the seasons, what you're in, and what your body is craving in that specific season. Number five, lack of nutrients. So maybe your body's just missing some nutrients. Maybe it needs some minerals, so it's craving something salty, right? But you can just find those minerals somewhere in a better place, right? Such as incorporating some seaweed in your snacks, things like that. So are you lacking nutrients? Is it because you've been drinking soda, drinking coffee, eating fast food, and you're not getting wholesome foods filling your cells to make your body feel satiated? So check that. Okay. Number six, hormones. You could have these fluctuating hormones, which is going to cause some cravings. So instead of falling into eating the things that are going to cause more cravings, such as, like I said, the big one for women a lot of times is chocolate. So instead of eating the chocolate, can you really start to look at, okay, maybe my body's just craving magnesium. So let me make sure I'm getting some more almonds in, some more flax seeds a day, some more cashews. These are higher in magnesium, these types of food. And then the seventh one is your flesh could be causing your cravings. So just recapping on that, right? That you want to walk in the Holy Spirit and not gratify the desires of your flesh. Do not give your flesh any authority. Don't even think about if the craving comes up. I'm like, I'm in my flesh. I'm not going to keep thinking about it, pondering on it, because guess what happens? Then that thought turns into an action, and then you're upset because you've eaten a full box of brownies and you're not sure, you know, what's happened, and now you've gained 10 pounds. These are the top seven I see in women. This is why I wanted to highlight them. So now, next time you have a craving, just go through the list. Could it be this? Could it be number three, number four, number five? Which one is it? And then how will you navigate knowing which one you're in? Most of these are get in the Word, seek God, and making sure you're eating a wholesome, lots of good fruits and vegetables every day. I feel like when you have those, you're eating the fruits and vegetables every day, you're eating whole foods, you're eating good, you know, that good amounts of protein, and you're in the Word of God, those cravings are going to subside. Because at the end of the day, out of the seven I just gave you, it's either changing what you're eating so the physiological changes happen, or being with God more in prayer and reading the Word, so that the psychological and spiritual things happen. Those two together are going to come at these cravings and will just wash them away, so that you're living in balance. You're not bound by cravings. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your Word today. Thank you for this wisdom, Lord. I just pray that it penetrates not only the minds of the woman listening to this, but the heart of the woman listening to this, Lord. I pray that you continue to draw her so strongly by the power of your Holy Spirit to sit with you in prayer, to talk to you in prayer, to read your Word every day, to be fed by you spiritually, so that all the cravings that she has been bound are gone. Lord, I just pray that you heal her body physiologically, that you heal her, and that you draw her to the foods that she needs, that you have grown and produced for her, Lord, that she finds balance in eating wholesome foods for her body, Lord Jesus. And I come against any spirits of sabotage that are upon her, Lord. I ask you to bind these spirits of sabotage and cast them out in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask you to bring her balance. I ask you to bring her balance like never before. I ask you to bind all those spirits of that are influencing her, that are making her crave certain foods, that are sabotaging her weight and her weight loss and her health. So Lord, just bind them now and cast them out in Jesus' name. And I just speak the peace of God over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. May a tsunami of peace hit every cell in your body right now so that you feel the peace of the Lord upon you and that you can walk in this peace and that there are no cravings anymore that have dominion or authority over you because you are a woman of God. And with the Holy Spirit residing inside of you, you have dominion and authority over all cravings. Remember this. I pray that you remember this, that you walk in authority and you walk in peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.